Now, just last week, the ACT government became the first Australian jurisdiction to legalise the possession and use and cultivation of cannabis. Attorney General Christian Porter has come out with warning for users saying that Commonwealth laws do override the changes made in the ACT. So whilst it still hasn't come into effect yet, January 31st is the day the laws come into effect. Even if you are out and about strolling around with a joint, I think the federal police can still arrest you for that. In 2016, though, Australia legalised the cultivation of medical cannabis for medical research purposes. And here to tell us what's going on and what the difference is, on the line with us, James Gaskell, is the CEO of Australian Natural. James, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
Pleasure, Sesh. Thanks for having me on. Hope you're all well.
You too. So it seems like this legalisation in Canberra kind of came out of nowhere. Was that the case, or is this something that's been a long time coming?
I think it's an undercurrent. It's been happening for a long time. I think people are getting more and more familiar with the sort of stigma attached to cannabis, which is probably unearned from the point of view of its overall effectiveness as a medicine, more specifically than a drug, which is, I guess, the pejorative way of looking at it. So I think this is a movement that's been happening for some time in an informal way in Australia, and we're just seeing now it manifest itself in legislation for the first time, which is pretty exciting.
And for medical cannabis, I know there's been over 10,000 prescriptions have been written for it so far. And the federal government's recently made its licensing concessions for companies to export cannabis. It feels like a bit of a mixed message regarding the regulation. What are your thoughts?
I think Australia is sort of traditionally a conservative jurisdiction. And I think, you know, the Australian healthcare community and the government itself is expecting, you know, to the cannabis businesses and also research institutions do the work in terms of research and present clinical proof that there is medical efficacy inside cannabis. But at the same time, I think the community pressure is, and anecdotal evidence has suggested that there are benefits. So I think the government's treading a fairly, I'd say conservative, but sort of prudent line in that it has opened up access to medical cannabis domestically. And if you do want cannabis, you can get it. It's just a bit of paperwork to be completed. You know, there are pressure groups that suggest that it's perhaps a little bit too onerous. I don't know about that. I think it's probably best to err on the side of caution. And on an international basis, Australia is an international export economy. And I think that the government has recognised that while the industry is developing in Australia, the cultivators and the producers, manufacturers do need a revenue streams, and that's the place for them to get them. So I think it's a pretty prudent, pretty sort of sensible way of going about introducing the medicine to the Australian society.
And back in Canberra, the fact that they've legalised it just statewide there doesn't necessarily mean it's going to touch federal laws. It is still illegal by Commonwealth standards. Do you think we're going to see much of a play out against the state versus federal laws on this? Or do you think it'll probably just be, you know, let it happen?
I think it'll be left to happen. I think, you know, we see the same precedent in the US. It's federally illegal in the US and state legal and booming in, you know, individual jurisdictions across that country. So, you know, the levels that have been set by the ACT government are low and sort of designed for personal use. I don't think if people adhere to those strictures, they're going to get a whole heap of trouble around commercial illegal cultivation. So I think those two laws can probably coexist. I think it's going to be really interesting what's going to happen in New Zealand around their legalization of recreational and what pressure that might put on, you know, a similar movement here in Australia. But I think, you know, short answer, that the two situations can probably peacefully coexist.
And, you know, so I suppose speaking of the pressure that New Zealand legalising might actually put on Australia, do you think that we are going to see, I mean, maybe a dream scenario, I suppose, you know, total legalisation across the country anytime soon?
Soon is the key word in that question. I think, you know, most governments don't like being on the wrong side of history. And I think globally we're seeing a really important destigmatisation of the plant. I mean, my business, ANTG, We sort of operate European Union, we operate in Australia, and we have North American operations too. They're all pretty different, but I think the thing that unifies the movement is really, first of all, as I say, destigmatization, that people are realizing that this is not a harmful drug. This plant has very, very deep, strong medicinal qualities. I think that, you know, there aren't a whole heap of social problems associated with cannabis use and where cannabis use has become legal in jurisdictions like Colorado and California. You know, alcohol problems, opioid-related problems that seem to be on the decline, which is a positive thing societally. So I think it's inevitable that as this substance is destigmatized and proves itself therapeutically, that, that you know, history will follow, and that societies across the world will legalize that for recreational use. I think it's pretty much, it's happening.
Well, James, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for chatting to us.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
James Gaskell there. He's the CEO of Australian Natural Therapies, chatting to us about the laws that Canberra put through last week, legalising personal use of cannabis.